This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Al Harrington, former NBA star, Big 3 champion from last season. Al, how you doing? Welcome to Tiki and Tierney.
I'm good, fellas. How y'all doing?
I am very good. It's just me today. BT is Al. But, I saw you. When did I see you? A year ago? Is it a year? I think it was a year ago, maybe more, at a cannabis event out in California. Yeah. And I know you've been advocating really hard for this, as have we here on the East Coast, because of the medical benefits that I know that it has for athletes, whether you're trying to self-medicate yourself or trying to deal with pain. You don't want to be on the opioids. The NBA has the right, method of not penalizing but addressing it. They don't really come down hard. The NFL, as we all know, will suspend you for your career. Where does sports and this very beneficial medical plan, how do they intersect in your mind?
I don't know. I think that as legalization continues around the country, I think that the proof in the pudding that it definitely helps in this alternative way to medicate. I think that a lot of the leagues are more worried about perception because, people think that, if you smoke weed, you can't be at the top of your game, you can't be focused, different things like that. But I think it's as a lot of these studies continue to come out and more people continue to advocate for it and, people that are actually users and kind of talk about the benefits that they get from it, I think that stigma will change and I think that, these leagues will start to open up and allow players to use.
Yeah, and I know the Big 3 does not penalize for marijuana cannabis use, and I just find this it's an opportunity, Al, and I'm sure you agree with me. It's an opportunity where the sports leagues, the major sports leagues, NBA, NFL, NHL, et cetera, baseball, they can be the pioneers towards changing this pain epidemic, opioid epidemic that we've been talking about for so many years and just can't find a solution to.
Yeah, the league's going to have to be. I mean, the Big 3 or whatever, that statement, that announcement didn't really do anything to make headway. Not like, when one of the real professional leagues kind of step in. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think that, you have the NHL talking about it. You have MLB talking about it. But, the NFL, I feel like those guys probably need it more than all the sports out the gate.
Yeah.
But, I think even with the NBA, with Commissioner, Silver being as progressive as he is, I think that, the more people that can get in front of him and have the proper conversation, I think that, he will also see that this is something that they need to look at and kind of, like you said, spearhead this movement, because guys really put their bodies through a lot. And, we talk about quality of life after the sport, what I'm saying? That's where, to me, it's even more important than when you're 25 years old, when you're 45 years old. Can you move around? What are the side effects? From all the stuff that you was taking throughout your career that, affects the way that you live the rest of your life.
No, you're absolutely right. And a lot of athletes, including Al, myself, and others, Chris Long, have talked about this and will continue to. So keep an eye on it. Al Harrington, a trilogy, a Big 3 star, 16 years in the NBA. And we'll get to the NBA Finals, which Game 5 is tonight, Al. And when you looked at this series, and from afar it was, hey, this is a David versus Goliath matchup. As good as Toronto is, there's no way that they can match with the Golden State Warriors. But then KD goes down, and there's no prospect of him coming back until tonight. So I don't know if you ever had a calf injury, but I'm sure you've had injuries. How hard is it going to be for Kevin Durant after 9 games, and it's been almost a month? I think it's been over a month, actually, layoff. How hard is it going to be for him to readjust to being in a big-time basketball game?
This is going to be extremely difficult for him. And literally, I'm going to say a prayer for him tonight that he doesn't further hurt himself, because the thing about the intensity of, a finals basketball game, you look how fast, Toronto runs up and down the floor. You know what I'm saying? And to have a calf injury, to miss 9 games, obviously he wasn't able to do anything strenuous throughout this time that he was down. So, I'm just hoping that he doesn't, end up hurting himself any further. And, and obviously for the love of the game. I would love for them to come out and find a way to win the game because, you know, once the NBA season is over, for me, sports really sucks.
You know what I'm saying? So
I would love I would love for them to get 40 tonight and 40 games six, and then they'll see who can win it, you know, game seven. But, you know, it's going to be tough for him tonight, man. And, you know, you think about it, you know, in any other case, if it was a regular season, he would come back with a minutes restriction. You know what I'm saying? But there's no time for minute restrictions in the finals.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's going to be interesting, man, you know, to see how it is when you got to run chasing Siakam, you know, because that boy's a, you know, a gazelle out there on the court. And stuff like that. So we'll see early the impact that he's going to be able to have.
Yeah. Do you think in his mind, free agency is what he's thinking about? Because let's face it, he's got two championships. He's got two NBA Finals MVPs. Like, he's proven what he wanted to do when he decided to come to Golden State. Do you think free agency is more important at this point than, I guess, going all out to help the Golden State Warriors get back into the series?
No, I think, you know, talent. So, you know, even if, God forbid, if he did tear his Achilles, you know what I'm saying, he still would have got the Supermax.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's that good. So from that perspective, he doesn't have to worry about free agency. You know, he's already a slender guy. Not like he's a big guy and, you know, not going to be able to jump. And you know what I'm saying? So for him, you know, his contract is for sure solid. You know what I'm saying? Any team in the league will give him a max. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I hear you.
So I think it's more for him of just like, you know, he set out to win the championship. You know, three-peats is kind of what makes dynasties.
Yeah.
So that's all that's, you know, so it's a legacy thing for him tonight. You know what I'm saying? Or the rest of this series. So I can definitely understand why he's choosing to play.
Yeah.
And like I said, I just hope that, you know, that he can get through this game, you know, healthy.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Al Harrington joined, just former NBA player. He's obviously with the Big Three right now. But I didn't think of it in that regard. When you think about dynasties, and I guess we in our minds consider the Golden State Warriors a dynasty because they've won three, but it's been over 4 years and now really over five. But the ones that you really remember are the Bulls twice, the Lakers, you go back to the Celtics. It's those teams that just kept winning over and over and over and over again. Which brings us to the team that might interrupt that, which is Toronto Raptors and Kawhi. He's been amazing. He's one of the great players in the NBA right now. It's hard to imagine winning a championship and then bouncing. Do you think he has any incentive to stay if they win in Toronto?
You would think, man, and you know, that's what's so weird about the league now. It's just like, you know, guys just moving around. They don't care no more. Like, there's no loyalty to the team. And I mean the team, like teammates, not the organization. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you just, like, you lock into your guys and these are my guys. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I respect guys that move around because, you know, obviously the NBA or all sports is what have you done for me lately, organizations or leagues in general. So, I never hold anything against a guy that decides that he just wants to move. But, you know, if you left San Antonio and went to, you know, Toronto and created a championship environment, and to leave that would seem kind of weird.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I would say if he wins, he has to stay, man. I mean, if you don't really want to be there, you know, sign a 2-year deal, you know what I'm saying, and then leave in 2 years or something like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, but I think that if you win, you got to go back to the same team to see if you can repeat. Like,
yeah.
You have to defend the throne.
Well, I think that's the biggest thing. It's like you put the Raptors in a position where they can't repeat, you know, in a sense. Have you ever met Kawhi? Have you ever spent any time with him?
Yeah, I spent a lot of time with Kawhi. When he first came out of college, he worked out with me, with my trainer, Impact in Vegas.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's always, it's funny, man, he's just, you know, that iRobot thing is like really, it's a character of him, a little bit like on the court. But, you know, when you get him off the court, man, he's actually a deep dude, man. He talks, you know, he's not as quiet as he seems on the court. You know what I'm saying? He's just like anybody else, but it's just like when he gets out there on the basketball court, he just becomes a totally different person.
Yeah, no, we know his history, and we're talking here to Al Harrington, who's been a long time in the NBA, 16 years in the show. But we know the history of Kawhi, his father being murdered, and like how introspective he is. But why do you think he comes off so guarded, right? You know, today's NBA, you see all these guys, they're out there. They got every, you know, social media, they want to build a brand. I'll put that in quotes. They want to build a brand. He has seemingly zero interest in doing any of that. He just wants to play basketball. You know, it's why do you think he takes that type of methodology into his career?
I mean, it's tough. I don't know why, because obviously, you know, he leaves a lot of opportunity on the table by being so guarded.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? That's just who he is, man. And at the end of the day, like, I mean, the one thing I would ask any human being is just to be who you are at the end of the day.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Just because it's easier to be who you are.
That's right. You know, yeah, you don't have to fake it.
Somebody else. Just be who you are. You know, at the end of the day, like, you look at, you know, you just look at him and, you know, it's, you know, obviously, like I said, you see a lot of opportunity that he misses out on by not being more, you know, excited about things.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, it makes us talk about him. You know what I'm saying? And you know, and his legend is growing.
That's, as we speak. I tell you, that's a good way to put it. Every time we get a Toronto caller, first thing I ask him is, like, you got a Kawhi Leonard jersey? And nobody says yes, but I think if they win a championship, even if it's a one-off, you got to get yourself a Kawhi Leonard jersey, because he's been amazing up there.
They're going to be one hell of a throwback.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Al Harrington, I appreciate you hopping on with me for a little bit. Game 5 is tonight. I know you'll be watching, as will all of us, and hopefully we'll catch up with you down the line, either on the court or in business as well.
All right, for sure, brother. Talk to you soon.
Be good, Al.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room, to candid interviews with basketball legends, to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.